Public testimony at today's session of the North Pacific Fishery Management Council meeting in Anchorage is bound to stall council action on a plan to address conflicts between commercial and sport halibut fishing interests, at least until tomorrow. The council is scheduled to take final action on two halibut charter issues that affect Southeast Alaska and Kenai fishing communities. The first is a catch-sharing plan that could allow the charter fleet to lease halibut quota from the commercial sector if necessary. The second measure would set guideline harvest levels for charter operators in central Gulf of Alaska communities. But charter operators are balking at further restrictions on their businesses, which they say depend on happy anglers with a two-fish bag limit. Anglers like Kimberly Tebrugge, who supports the charter operators.
As an American angler who's buying my sport fishing license and bringing my money to the Alaskan economy, it offends me that I'm made to feel like a criminal for going sport fishing. And I'll tell you what charter fisherman in his right mind isn't going to take me fishing if I show up on the dock with my $400, $500, whatever it is at that particular location? They're not going to turn me away. And so, you know, it puts the charter fishermen in a quandary. They have the angler demand. They want to make money just like anybody else.
Tebrugge is a consultant for the Charter Halibut Task Force, but Alaska Senator Tom Wagner from Kenai dropped in to give his testimony to the council, too. Wagner said he's been on both sides of the issue, and he says as a commercial halibut quota share owner, he understands the commercial fisherman's position.
I paid a lot of money for my quota. I don't appreciate it when somebody keeps allowing a fishery to build and build and build and build and eventually start eroding my halibut quota, and that's what's going on. And I don't deny these guys have a right to use the resource. But we have been limited for years in the halibut business, and so it's time for a limit on the charter boat side also.
One option the council is looking at is limiting charter operators in Southeast Alaska Area 2C to one fish a day per client, and that is something charter captains are fighting. Wagner says the idea of leasing commercial halibut quota to sport charter operators is not a good idea either.
If a sport fishing guide leases 10,000 pounds of halibut from me, is he going to go out and catch it and sell it over the dock, or is he going to give it to his customers? You know, some of these boats go out and they catch little tiny halibut. So on 10,000 pounds, some of these guys can operate a long time.
The state of Alaska does not manage the halibut fishery. The International Pacific Halibut Commission sets allocations for the various fishing groups in Alaska. But the governor of Alaska appoints 6 out of the 11 voting members of the North Pacific Fishery Management Council, which makes recommendations to the U.S. Secretary of Commerce about allocation of the halibut resource. Alaska charter fishermen appealed to Governor Palin with letters and public comments yesterday, urging her to consider the blow to Alaska's economy if the charter halibut bag limit is cut to one fish.